Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets, and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute, they're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We just got a timeline from Chad Pergram over, you know, all things Washington, D.C., the swamp, the sewer, the Hitchhiker's Guide to all things the swamp, as I call it. There's nobody that knows the inner workings, procedural workings like Chad. Looks like this vote on this bill will take place sometime in my hour on TV tonight. So, we'll obviously be following this. We've had now time to do a deeper, bigger dive into the 99 page so-called. It's not the Fiscal Responsibility Act. Let me just disabuse you of that false, narrative that is being pushed out there. It just isn't. You know, we have $31 trillion in debt. And you know what? We will continue to grow our debt after this bill. And I think I put together what has happened and understand it now more than I did before. And look, there are, it's a fair analysis. These are, let me give you some conservative names. Newt Gingrich, the last speaker to balance the budget, holds a lot of credibility with me. And I do give a nod to his analysis that it's a process. I understand that part. I understand you're not going to get it all at once. But the Republican bill initially that did raise the debt ceiling that saved $4.8 trillion over 10 years, they weren't going for everything at once, but it was a significant real first start, you know, a starting salvo. Steve Moore, like, respect a lot, had similar comments. The Washington Times, similar comments. Wall Street Journal, similar comments. New York Post, similar comments. Larry Kudlow backed the deal. He said the debt deal is not as good as the original limit save grow bill, but I think McCarthy got about 70%. He says that's awfully good. I disagree on the percentage aspect of it, and we could talk about that in a minute. Here's where, you know, you got to look at this thing and understand this is Washington. And, you know, I told you that I would be straight up honest. And when McCarthy, I think McCarthy up to this point in his speakership has done a great job. And this became a pivotal moment. And I think he made some fundamental errors and mistakes here. I hope he learns from it, if he even has an opportunity to learn from it. There are people that are apoplectic about this. And nobody on the left likes it either, just in case you're interested. And I know that the moderates in the world will say, well, that means it's probably right in the right spot. No, it's not in the right spot when we're robbing and we'll continue to rob our kids and grandkids of their future with, you know, a $4 trillion increase in the debt ceiling. And, you know, there are enough people that say, you know, why are we making a deal and normalizing record spending? All the Republican deal the limit save grow bill did is go back to 2023 spending levels. Does that really sound draconian to you? Later on, we'll have Rand Paul. You know, a plan that I have supported forever. The penny plan was put out by Connie Mack years ago. I've been talking about this for, you know, a decade, for crying out loud. Because he's right. He was right then, he's right now, although it may need to be the nickel or dime plan at this point, although Rand Paul seems to think you could still have the penny plan. And you just cut a penny out of every dollar. Every year you cut one penny out of spending. You know, the obvious exceptions would be COLA increases, cost of living increases, adjustments for Social Security, Medicare, which is, you know, headed towards insolvency with Social Security. But if I had to look at this and see where this went awry here and why, you know, I would not vote for it if I was in Congress. Let me put it that way. And I just wouldn't. I think what maybe Republicans, maybe Kevin McCarthy, I think he made some fundamental errors here. And with the small majority that he has and the many votes, how many votes do we have before he came speaker? Like, what, 15 votes? I mean, you know, I think he made a fundamental mistake by not keeping his caucus in the loop and communicating with them the entire time about the negotiations at the White House. And by doing so, it resulted in a lot of unnecessary anger and angst that I think could have been avoided had he sat these guys down and said, okay, this is their latest proposal. Now, if we want to negotiate in good faith, well, we're going to end up giving something. Okay, can you go along with allowing the IRS to almost be fully funded at what Biden wanted, a minor cut, nothing major? You know, are you okay, instead of making this a one-year deal, to make it a two-year deal? You know, instead of $4.8 trillion in savings, you know, we have estimates anywhere between $1.5 billion and $2 billion, or a little over $2.2 or $2.3 billion, in terms of money saved over 10 years versus $4.8 trillion. I mean, that's less than half. Is that, to me, that's not enough savings. You know, if you look at the bill, you know, why are we pushing back future negotiations until after the presidential election? We ought to make this front and center in the election. That Republicans used to be the party that wanted to balance budgets. Last person to balance a budget, and Newt made this point, and it's a very valid point, that he didn't get it in one full swoop with Bill Clinton. It was a series of negotiations that went on for many years, and piece by piece, they slowly evolved into what became a balanced budget for the U.S., and he was the last Speaker of the House to ever accomplish that. So I respect the process. I'm not disagreeing with Newt. In that sense, are there measures that we won on? Is there? Yeah, some. What some Republicans like about it is it caps non-defense spending growth by no more than 1% in 2024 and 2025. Okay, I consider that a win. Not as good as 2023 levels, but it's certainly not the worst thing in the world. Kevin McCarthy is 100% right when he says this is the largest savings ever of any bill, but we've also have the largest debt that we've ever had. So I think there's a way that you mitigate that. The bill does claw back $28 billion in unspent COVID funds. Why didn't they go for all the unspent COVID funds? It officially cancels Biden's student loan pause repayments. Must start now the end of the summer, but it doesn't end student loan forgiveness. Why didn't they hold the line on that? Well, why is that now a new, program the government is, we're going to pay for people's college. They're the ones that signed the loan agreement. I signed my loan agreement. I paid my loan back. I want a retro repay of the loan that I paid back. If now all of a sudden there's going to be instantaneous student loan forgiveness or a student loan pause repayment. You know, how do you borrow money, sign your name on the dotted line? You know what you're doing at the time you take out the loan. Why would you expect other people to be paying for your education? Now, what about people that go into the trades? You know, now they're going to be paying for kids to go to Georgetown and Vanderbilt and Harvard and Ivy League schools and some of the top schools around the country. I don't think that's fair to people that go into the trades. Think we're going to pay for their trade school education? Are we going to subsidize their apprentice years program, which meant for many of these trades, you know, you're spending 5 years as an apprentice, you know, before you can become a journeyman carpenter or a plumber or electrician or whatever it happens to be. It marginally expands work requirements. Okay, that's something Joe Biden didn't want to do, but, you know, is it really onerous? Not really. Funding to Biden's $80 billion plan to double the size of the IRS. This to me was, that would have been non-negotiable for me. That we're going to double the size of the IRS. They did manage to cut a small amount of it, what, $1.4 billion, a far cry from slashing it, which is what the original, you know, limit save grow bill of the Republicans were. Although they're saying another $20 billion can be repurposed in 2024, 25, and maybe McCarthy can do something with that money. But the provision does not appear in the text of the bill, and some are saying they've agreed to it. But if it's not in the text, you know what? Anybody's word in Washington is worthless. You know, they're not the type of people that most Americans are. I'm a handshake guy. If I make a deal, I recently had a deal that I did with somebody. I'm not going to tell you the exact transaction. So we make a deal. It was something I was purchasing. And then we all agree. Let's write it up. Put up a contract. Okay, we've got an agreement in principle. For me, the deal's over. And they said, yeah, but we're going to wait on signing it. We want to keep it on the market and see if we can get more money. I ran away. And I didn't take that. I'm not doing business with people like that. You can't accept the deal, but yeah, in case somebody comes in and offers me more money, you're not getting it. That's not a deal. That's not honorable to me. You say, okay, we got a deal. I'm selling you my tractor. I'm selling you my F-150. Anyway, so we have the best case scenario is IRS's expansion will still have an extra $60 billion to work with. Now, Hannity, why do you care? Well, because that means that they're going to make your lives miserable. The only person that's been honest that this is going to impact most people in America that make under $400,000 a year was Janet Yellen. She probably got yelled at, pun intended, because she said what we knew to be true from the beginning. You know, let me tell you about these rich people. They end up hiring accountants and lawyers that know every single solitary loophole that exists. How do I know that? Because I hire them also. I have not one accounting firm. I have two accounting firms that separately do my taxes. Then it's looked over by a law firm because we know that my file is going to be pulled every year. It's standard operating procedure. Well, you're really entitled to this deduction, Mr. Hannity, but You know, just so you know, this is one of these areas that, the IRS likes to, you know, take a deeper dive look at. I'm like, pay it. Just pay it. It's not worth the hassle. In the end, you end up paying more for lawyers on the other side of it. So what's the point? So for me, it's like they already go after me every year. But for all of you that are not harassed by the IRS every year, they'll start going after you. That's what's going to happen. And it just sucks for, let me tell you, it's just not fun. And it's very expensive. And you got to hire lawyers or, you know, RushTaxResolution.com is a great company that does it. They won't even take your case unless they know that they'll be successful for you. So, you know, I go back to the deal that the Republicans passed. I think that there was room for negotiation if they, look, let me backtrack. The debt ceiling artificial deadline of June 5th is crap. It's not true. We're not going to default on June 5th, whether this deal is done or not. And that's a big lie. And it creates the panic in Washington. And both sides are deathly afraid that they're going to get blamed. The only one that I would blame would be Joe Biden, who wouldn't negotiate in the beginning, met once, disappeared for 97 days, shows up at the last minute and is demanding this, that, and the other thing. And okay, now he's finally negotiating, but they had 5 months to do this. So I really don't care about Joe Biden's, you know, clock at this point. Anyway, and the left hates it too. That's an interesting part of this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN. Hope many of you are going to be with President Trump tomorrow, town hall outside of Des Moines, Iowa. We're doing the radio show from an undisclosed location.
We are indeed. However, the TV show is going to be available to the public. They just have to go to Hannity.com.
Yeah.
Click on the link to get their tickets. It's totally free, just like what we do in New York.
Yeah.
Except with fresh air. I think it'll be great.
Except with fresh air.
Yeah, it's Iowa.
It's indoors.
Yeah, but still, it's Iowa. You know, New York, it doesn't matter. You're indoors, you're outdoors, it all stinks. But in Iowa, it smells better.
You could be near a pig farm. I mean, I'm not sure if you'd like the smell of that.
Let me tell you something. If I was going to pick over the crackheads on the sidewalk and pigs, I'm telling you right now, I'm going for the pigs.
I'm going for the pigs too.
I'm glad we agreed on something.
I'm all for Iowa over whatever.
But please come see us in Iowa because we're going to be in Iowa tomorrow.
All right. There are things that many Republicans are saying that they like about the bill. I'm not saying everything's bad about it. It's just that I think it could have been better. And I think they had a better hand. And I think there was a communication gap here that's got to be resolved if they're going to be a united caucus. And be on the same page. And that is, you know, if you're negotiating with the White House or Democrats, you got to know that they never want anything that's going to make sense. Now, they didn't want to negotiate at all. That's why Democrats are furious at Biden. I'll get to that on the other side.
The Sean Hannity Show, a place where free speech and the First Amendment are still alive and well. Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here with Sean.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Look, you've helped build MyPillow.com into the great company it is today. Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, knows this, and he loves to give
you know, big deals on his most popular products. Recently, you've heard me speaking about his My Slippers deal, Giza Dream Sheets deal, his all-new MyPillow 2.0 deal. Now, Mike's latest offering is a six-piece towel set made from USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet providing that soft feel you want and need and look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retails for $99.98. Right now, during this clearance sale, you can get it for $25 using the promo code Hannity. At 70% in savings. These towels are machine washable, durable, come in multiple styles, sizes. Now, to find this offer, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square. What used to be $99.98, now for $25, their towel set, or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity to get this deal. By the way, all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly coming up on the program today. Rand Paul has an alternative budget. You know, the penny plan, he'll join us. Reminder, the show will be broadcasting from Iowa tomorrow, just outside of Des Moines, as we gear up for tomorrow night's town hall with President Trump. That'll air tomorrow night on Hannity on the Fox News channel. If you're in the area, would love to join us. Tickets free. Just go to Hannity.com. It's that simple. I have no idea how many tickets. Do we have any left? I don't even know.
I don't think there's that many left, but I mean, people do, you know, they cancel last minute. There may be some exceptions. So we'd love to see you, and we don't want you to miss out for not trying. So go there and just sign up.
I'll try and get an update by the end of the show. You know, I find this pretty interesting. You know, one of the most frustrating things to me is what James Comey has gotten away with. If you look at Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, all of them, they all end up becoming, you know, getting richer as a result of what they were involved in. And to me, it just is unfathomable. I don't think anybody listening to my voice right now can go before any judge, never mind a FISA judge, which is supposed to be a difficult warrant to get a hold of. Remember, Deputy FBI Director McCabe said, well, you don't get that FISA warrant approved without Hillary Clinton's bought and paid for dirty dossier. They all knew it was unverifiable. Durham report says, yeah, double standard of justice. They treated Hillary one way, Trump another way. Crossfire Hurricane or Operation Crossfire Hurricane never should have opened. And all these people, they're writing books. They've got contributor deals with fake news networks. They're getting paid basically to be full-time Trump-hating people. And this is Comey reacting to the Durham report on the FBI. Oh, there's always going to be mistakes. And remember when he was before Lindsey Graham's committee, oh, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have signed three of the four FISA warrants. But what we know now is that they knew then. They knew it. And they didn't care. And here's the worst part. There's no consequences. So why would anyone be surprised that the FBI, you know, has Hunter's laptop in December of 2019, verifies it, verifies the authenticity in the spring of 2020, and still sends FBI agents to every big tech company in the months leading up to the 2020 election and having weekly meetings with big tech, warning them they may be victims of misinformation campaigns from foreign nations, and it may be about Joe Biden or even Hunter Biden, because that's what happened. You know, if that's not putting cinder blocks on the scale of an election, I don't know what is. Oh, there's always going to be mistakes, though. Oh, no big deal.
Do you acknowledge perhaps that some mistakes were made along the way?
Oh, definitely. And they were found 4 years ago by the inspector general. So there's nothing new in this new document.
What were some of those mistakes from your point of view?
Oh, that the FBI didn't communicate clearly the status of certain sources. They didn't double check certain information before putting it in a court application for a foreign intelligence wiretap and a bunch of others.
And so do you believe now, as some of these politicians call for defunding of the FBI, that that has been corrected and that now the procedures are in place to avoid those kind of mistakes in the future?
I think so. But in complex investigations, there's always going to be mistakes. It doesn't mean the FBI isn't competent, honest, and independent.
Now, unfortunately, they seem to only be competent when they're going after the political opposition. It's just sad. You know, blaming trust for, you know, then he went on to blame Donald Trump, you know, for the growing distrust that now exists with the FBI. You know, he's on fake news CNN, and polls showing Republicans rightly don't trust the FBI anymore. I don't trust them anymore. We had my cousin who served in the FBI, him and his brother. They were deity when I was growing up. They were like, wow. You know, they were at the top of the food chain in my family, the most respected. They had made it. This was the, you know, creme de la creme, if you will. Anyway, well, what can be done to change that? And what if it doesn't change? And what happens? And he says, well, I think largely because Donald Trump and those around him have seen the FBI as a threat. So they've taken a blowtorch to try and tear down that threat. No, the FBI has been politicized. And Director Wray says, well, we put in place measures to change it. No, they didn't. Not enough. Because if they had put in place the changes, what happened in 2020 as it relates to the FBI warning big tech companies, they are solely responsible for the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Because they're the ones that were meeting weekly with the big tech companies. You know, by the way, one House Republican now urging jail time for Christopher Wray. Congressman Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, told Just the News, we can't press charges. We could certainly refer charges. And if Wray shows up on Capitol Hill, if he shows up in the House chamber, he can certainly end up in the brig here. You know, I think those are harsh words, but we can't have this defiance, he said during a wide-ranging interview. The FBI formally refused to turn over to Congress an investigative memo alleging a bribery scheme involving Joe Biden. Now, this is what's known as the 1023 form. And we have a whistleblower saying that it exposes a very specific, believed by Grassley and Comer to be credible, whistleblower saying that there exists evidence and testimony of an individual that says that that Joe Biden perform certain governmental acts in exchange for family money. Well, I think they have a right to see that now with the 1023. Maybe that needs to be seen in private. Maybe you don't want to make that public right now. Maybe, you know, we have to, but did they even look into it? Because they didn't look into the Hunter Biden laptop. If that was Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop, I promise you, if it was Eric Trump's laptop, Laura Trump's laptop, Ivanka Trump's laptop, I promise you that it would be a very different story in terms of the FBI's handling of this. And that's the problem. Now, Republicans might hold Director Wray in contempt of Congress. Apparently, Grassley, I've not gotten any of the details of what happened in this meeting today, but they had a phone call with Director Wray today. But the FBI continues to shield records of conversations with Twitter and other groups. They're blocking the release of records of officials privately advising Twitter employees how to thwart purported election misinformation. Now, if they're out there with having Hunter Biden's laptop authenticated and they're on record saying that, oh, the misinformation may be about Hunter, and that is a purely political abuse of power act. People should be held accountable. That's why people don't have faith in the FBI or equal justice under the law or equal applications of our laws. Why should they? You know, Kevin McCarthy warning Director Wray that he'll face contempt of Congress charges if he doesn't produce the FBI's Biden bribery evidence by the end of yesterday. So I guess that's going to happen. And Grassley and Johnson and Comer want to know why McCabe, Comey, Strzok, Kleinsmith, and others didn't cooperate with the Durham probe. How did they get away with that? You know, but does anybody really care about this? I mean, that's the saddest part of all of this. You know, one thing I want to say is the Republican primary season now kicks off, and we'll kick off our town hall series around the country, and we'll get all the candidates on, especially the top candidates. Now, Mike Pence, it was announced, is going to apparently make his announcement next week. He's getting in the race, as is Chris Christie, expected to make an announcement next week. You know, Chris Christie is the only one I have no interest in talking to. Absolutely none. Because he's made it clear he has one agenda item for running for president, and that is to bludgeon Donald Trump. That's not a serious run for the presidency. And, you know, this is a guy, interestingly, you know, self-righteous, sanctimonious. The left office with like a 15% approval rating. You can't get lower than 15%. I think it's the lowest I've ever seen. You know, but I've said this to people before. Nobody seems to believe me. Whoever the Republican is and the media mob and Democrats, you know, they say, all right, well, we got Donald Trump. We've slandered him every second of every day. We're not going to let DeSantis take root in any way. Over at MSDNC, they, you know, if you want a preview, you know, they say, if you want a preview of what a DeSantis administration would look like, look to Russia, China, and North Korea. That's NBC News. You know, The View over Sonny Hostin belittles, you know, white women. We'll get into this with Bill O'Reilly as tools of their husbands, and they fall in line and listen to their husbands. Okay, I don't know marriages like that, to be honest. None that I can think of off the top of my head.
I know a couple. They're called divorce.
Yeah, in the end, that's probably true. And anyway, DeSantis is fighting back against Trump. I might be just naive. I've seen too many primaries. Doesn't get this ugly this early, but this is going to be interesting to watch. He continues, you know, Donald Trump and Ron are going to have their battle. There's nothing to do to stop it. But I'm telling you right now, if you want a preview of coming attractions, you know, it's over at MSDNC, you know, Trump is a unique threat. And the liberal media declares DeSantis is even more dangerous than Trump. I mean, what I've been telling you is it doesn't matter who the Republican is. They're going to be a racist and a sexist and a misogynist and a homophobe and a xenophobe and an Islamophobe and a transphobe that wants dirty air and water for your children and wants your grandma and grandpa put in a wheelchair and thrown over a cliff and murdered. Because that is the playbook 101 every election season. And you'll watch it unfold regardless of who may be up or down at any given moment in a primary. You know, it is, you know, to have people in the media actually declaring DeSantis more dangerous. If everyone is the second coming of Hitler or fill in the blank dictator from yesteryear, then no one is. Talking about DeSantis. I mean, they can't stand conservatives. That's what it comes down to. Meanwhile, the economy's going to absolute Adam Schiff. 18% of Americans now say they're satisfied with the way things are going. Okay, who are the 18%? Because they're 18% of the dumbest group of Americans that are out there.
15%. They're part of the 15% supporting Chris Christie.
Yeah, that's true too. That might be it. John Kerry, they're now coming for your burgers on the 4th of July. They're now saying, you know, he won't refer to this as climate change. It's now going to be forever called the climate crisis. He's targeting agriculture as part of his climate crusade. A guy that's flown around in private jets for decades. Really? We're going to get lectured from him about eating beef and about farming. We feed the entire world for crying out loud, and we have mastered the science of agriculture, and you want to destroy it because of carbon emissions and tell us what to eat because we're not eating properly, according to, you know, these crazy people. The squad Democrats are demanding U.S. Stop oil drilling or face severe weather events. Oh, okay. This is why this country is going right down the tubes. And here's the worst part. I don't have a lot of confidence in 2024 yet. I just don't. Not sure people are suffering enough. And I'm worried about the, you know, a couple of things. One is this mass migration, accelerated migration, as I call it. What's accelerated migration? People leaving swing states like Pennsylvania in droves. And the majority that are leaving are conservative. The majority that are leaving Wisconsin and Michigan are conservative. The majority leaving, you know, well, Arizona's got a unique problem because Californians are moving in left and right and they're bringing their idiotic policies with them. Same thing with Texas. I'd almost have a political litmus test before you even consider, you know, state citizenship for some of these people. I'm kidding, of course, because the left has no sense of humor. If you're going to move to a red state, keep your dopey, dumb, liberal voting record behind. Or don't bother, because you're going to ruin the state that you're going to, like the state that you left and fled. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, if you're with them, look, bottom line is you're overpaying. You can get the exact same service from Pure Talk, meaning the same cell towers, the same great 5G network, and the average family saves close to $1,000 a year. Right now at Pure Talk, you can get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and ultra-fast 5G data. It's only $20 a month. Now, what about the coverage? I know it's phenomenal because I use it. It's the same exact cell tower, same exact 5G network. It's simple to make the switch. Dial #250. Say the keyword save now for unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data, $20 a month. And their amazing U.S. customer service team will make the switch simple, fast, and easy. It's a veteran-owned company. They care about keeping jobs here in America. So why are you paying more for the exact same service? Stop. This is real money in your pocket in tough economic times. Dial #250, keyword save now, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data, $20 a month from our friends at Pure Talk.
Sean Hannity.
All right, so Chinese spies caught trying to infiltrate U.S. military bases in Alaska. What's Joe going to do? Probably the same thing he did with the spy balloon. We had a Chinese fighter jet buzzing by U.S. Air Force plane. What's Joe going to do? Nothing. Defense Secretary Austin asked to meet with his counterpart in China. They told him to go. They gave him the middle finger and told him to drop dead. What's Joe going to do? You know, what's he going to do about Vladimir Putin? Probably nothing. I mean, it is beyond humiliating how China is just shoving it right in his face. And they don't care. It's obvious. They have no fear of Joe Biden. By the way, North Korea launched their first spy satellite. It crashed and burned, thankfully. I do like the Ukrainians bombed Moscow. You know what? Let them feel a little bit of the pain of what they've been doing to an innocent sovereign country. I'm not saying Europe doesn't need to step up. Don't misunderstand. And in a simulated attack, China destroys our Navy. Oh, that's not aggressive at all.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.